This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. It is Wednesday. First of the month.
Wait,
can
first.
I tell you something?
What?
Yeah. Yesterday, like when I went to bed, I was like, tomorrow's Wednesday. Wait. Yes. Tomorrow is definitely Wednesday.
Yes.
And then I would stand there and then I'd be like, wait. No, yes, today is Tuesday. And I literally would have like a full argument with myself for 20 seconds wondering, it's definitely Tuesday, right?
Well, today is Wednesday now.
It's hump day. I love it how I have to have a full reasoning session with myself about what day it is and am I right?
Welcome to quarantine life, homie.
So strange.
Also,
so strange.
Welcome to April.
Oh, yeah.
And it's April Fool's Day, and guess what? This is not a joke. Your life is really happening, people.
Son of
yes.
a
there are no sports on TV. All the stores are closed.
You would think we're getting punked and it's April Fool's, no. But it's not.
You'd hope.
Not at all. In fact, Google said they're not going to do any sort of joke. Like they usually do some sort of a goofy stunt on Google.com. No.
It's not the time. There's appropriate times. Now's not the time.
I just realized we didn't get the corporate-wide email from the corporate lawyer normally. Oh, we did? I didn't say it.
We did. We just didn't. You just ignored it because everything else was coronavirus
related.
Oh,
okay.
Wait, I have no idea. The email from what?
Usually our lawyer will send our whole company an email that says, you're not allowed to do any April Fool's jokes because people could sue you.
Oh.
Right?
Right, but the way you said it, you were talking like the inside BFFs over there. You were like, oh, we didn't get that email. And Riggs is like, yeah, we did. I'm like, what email?
The email about not doing
but
April Fool's jokes.
But you knew what email he was talking about without him saying it, but nobody else knew. That was my point.
You didn't know. Now you know, because you didn't see it either, did you?
Well,
did you get
no,
it?
Not
you get
the point.
Email?
Anyway, whatever. Okay, so it's April Fool's.
April Fool's, yes. Do you know they were shutting down more non-essential businesses yesterday? More of them that were open?
As well they should.
Still operating.
Like who?
Joann Fabrics was still operating. There were a couple. There were a couple little shops that are still open claiming that they are essential because they provide educational tools for parents.
No. If they were going to try to pull the we give clothes for children that need it because we have fabric, that I might buy. But the one you told me, I don't think so.
There is one that's saying that they are making medical masks. They provide materials to make medical gear. That's what the Joann's in Brookfield says.
Knock it off.
It's not medical grade, though. It might be maybe protective for just your face for blocking, but no, you're not making N95 masks and Joann fabrics.
Shut it down, Joann. I don't know how much, how many times I need to say that.
By the way, Allie, I got a very, very angry email yesterday from somebody about how you went off on Hobby Lobby. And they were defending Hobby Lobby.
And why were they defending it? Wait, excuse me, why?
Because they thought that it was educational and that they should have it open for parents.
Get the bleep out of here. I gotta go. I can't deal with the stupidity during the quarantine.
Right?
Okay? Are you crazy?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so I can't even believe they're still hanging out and pretending to be a couple, but Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, boy. Those two walking down the street yesterday, I saw them as a meme before I even realized it was Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. That's how much they look like average people. It became a meme on the internet, their stroll.
Oh, okay.
Because they're walking and they look so depressed walking down the street, these two, that it became a meme. They're literally kind of just slowly walking, and then people started making memes out of it, saying things like, what I look like on day, 16, trying to get a walk, in the quarantine. So basically, they look like crap. She's like, you can tell they look like college kids who just woke up from a night of boozing and they're going to go get brunch. Like, they look like all of us look right now at our house.
I was going to say, if two people that are probably arguably some of the most beautiful people in the world look like this during quarantine. We look okay. We're okay. It's okay that you're still in sweatpants on day 7 or 12.
I'm not liking either one of their outfits. Both of their outfits are awful. He's got a freaking wife beater on and Nike shorts up to his belly button, which makes no sense to me. If you're wearing a wife beater, And then she's got on the weirdest bell bottoms I've ever seen. Here, Givens.
Oh,
this isn't even the picture. This isn't even the picture that made them. Givens.
The most egregious thing in that photo is the fact that Shawn Mendes is wearing so much white after Labor Day. Damn it, Shawn. Oh. Come
really,
on.
Really, that's the problem you have with this?
The fashion.
That's the problem you have?
Look at the. And he's wearing. Is he wearing slides? Is he wearing socks with slides? Or are they.
No, just wearing slides, no socks.
Oh, okay.
She's wearing the worst belt. So Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes broke the internet with their walk because they look so depressed on it. People started making memes of them.
Aww. Hey, we can relate. We can relate.
That's true.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
You're complaining about Netflix now?
Well, I'm not. What's wrong with Netflix? It's not even complaining. It's just, can we talk about some of the problems that we all have with Netflix? Because we're spending so much time on it that I think it's time to do some updates, okay?
Oh, sure. For example.
So allow us Netflix to enter because I have feedback. What is the deal when you get on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
And you don't know if it's a show or a movie. That drives me crazy. And when I'm going through and I'm like, is this a movie or a show? And then I started thinking it's a show and it goes and then it ends. And I'm like, wait, that was a movie? I thought this was a show.
Or you think it's a movie and then you get done and there's like a cliffhanger at the end. You're like, what? It's over? It's a 7-part miniseries.
I gotta
invest now.
I was going through my Netflix, you know, laying in bed late last night, and I said, oh, what am I going to watch? Oh, Long Shot. This looks interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Documentary. And I'm thinking it's a series. So I start it, and an hour later it ends. Like, wait, that was it? Oh, wait, it's over? I thought this was a show.
What about the guy at the baseball game?
Don't give that up, Riggs. This is one of those things, Gibbons,
where
the jaw-dropping moment in this documentary Riggs was about to give away. Just watch it.
I was asking to clarify. Jesus Christ.
What's it called?
The guy about the baseball game. Long Shot. You'd love it. It's good.
There's a moment in this documentary where you're like, oh, and it's such a good feeling. You have to watch. It's about a guy who got accused of murder. And it's only like
45 minutes long, so it wraps up quick.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And how a guy who was on Inside Edition or something. Well, the Inside Edition.
Don't give it away.
That's not relevant. That's not real. Dude, one day I'm going to teach Riggs how to tell celebrity juice and gossip. Okay, Riggs, listen.
Yeah.
I'm not giving away the important stuff. It just involves like a reporter that you would know who helps him. That's why it's interesting. That's where I was going with that. I don't know if he was on Inside.
You know what else I hate about Netflix?
What?
And I've seen some people that encounter this. I have yet to encounter it. But when you're watching a show and you're binging through it and it stops and it judges you and it says, are you still watching Ozark? Yes, I'm still watching Ozark. I'm not doing anything else. Leave me alone, Netflix. Why can't they turn that off?
That
especially during this time.
Too, because my kids are constantly like, can you hit continue? Constantly.
We got some good text to 71037. Good morning from Milwaukee. I'm off to work right now, and I'm so happy you guys are still on the air for my commute. Good morning. Aww. We need a shout out to everyone on the front lines of this. I'm an officer for Kenosha Police Department. Stay safe, you guys. And then someone was talking about via Netflix. It shows whether or not it's a series in smaller text under the title when you select something before you play it. I didn't know that.
What?
Yeah, say series or movies. Yeah. It's very tiny, though.
Wait, you knew that, Riggs?
You have to look for it. It's very tiny.
How did we?
Oh.
I didn't think about it until they said
Gibbons,
that.
Keeping secrets.
I'm done. It's Wednesday, and I'm at the Screw It Wednesdays. Here we are. I'm losing it again.
Oh, Jesus.
Riggs doesn't tell us something till 5 minutes in.
Come on,
Riggs. The bad guy. You can text us 71037.
How did you know that and not bring it up?
That the guy reminded me. He jogged my memory. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Riggs.
It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
What do they want us to do in Milwaukee? I want to hear this.
I guess obviously now a lot more people are staying home. That means a lot more trash is piling up in people's houses, right?
You ain't kidding. And right? We're all cleaning.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm throwing all kinds of things in the trash these days.
By the way, sanitation workers, one that we overlook, an essential that's going out, a thankless job. So thank you to them for still going out, their job.
Oh, yeah.
But what people are doing, people with these masks and gloves that they have to protect themselves, what they think from COVID-19, or if they feel secure when they're wearing them?
What do you mean, what they think?
They're not. Well, if you're wearing gloves, it's the same as washing hands. Gloves are meant for surgical purposes, for one-time use. If you're wearing gloves around a store, it's the same as not having gloves on at all. You're just carrying the virus around on the gloves instead of your hands.
It doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? So people are throwing away masks and gloves just randomly into the trash. And some people are even throwing them onto the streets. And this is obviously not safe, because if some of those do have any sort of the virus on it, it can be passed on to sanitation workers or to some kid on the street if they see the gloves or the mask sitting on the ground. So they're saying if you do have these things, if you have someone sick at your home, and maybe you do, maybe you have someone that's sick at your house and you have to have a mask around just to be around them so you yourself don't get sick or so they don't pass it on to you. They're asking you to put it away in the trash bag and like seal the bag in the actual trash bin, not just to leave it freely in there. And also, don't recycle it, because people are putting masks and gloves into recycling and it's gumming up the system, so it's messing things up.
Yeesh.
Don't do that
That makes sense. So basically, what if you're just a hoarder and you have masks and gloves like Riggs?
Well, you're a weirdo. Dispose of them properly. That's the answer right there. It's 103.7 KISS FM. We're live from our home studios, socially distancing responsibly. Stay home, stay safe. It's KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, man, this is hysterical. So Pharrell goes online and starts asking people to donate for COVID-19 and quickly had to apologize because he got online and he shared a GoFundMe and he said, hospitals are running low on masks, gowns, other critical items. We need to replenish. Take action. Make a donation. Ask others to join the fight. We're in this together. Let's protect the responders on the front lines, which seems like a really nice post.
Yeah.
The problem is he seemed to be tone deaf to his audience because pretty much everyone started piling up on him. Like, I'm talking just average people. The responses he got on Twitter were things like, imagine asking the people who most likely are being laid off right now to donate while you could just get your fellow celebs to raise money.
Somebody else wrote,
you and your rich friends have more disposable income, so you donate. Somebody else wrote, we're being laid off and can't pay our bills, but thanks for asking. I mean, these are like what the response is. Then people started going off on him because apparently he gets all the money for the song Milkshake by Khalees. Remember that song?
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Apparently there must have been some fight between the two of them and he gets all the money from it and she doesn't get anything, because people then started writing, open your purse and pay Khalees while you're at it.
I'm sure.
Let
the man.
People
can't live that down either.
Oh my gosh, people said, you're literally worth $150 million and you're trying to raise $10 million. Raise it yourself. Like, literally, that's the things people were saying to him, which is hysterical. So.
Well, plus, the government is taking care of a lot of that stuff, too. I don't think they need private people like Pharrell to start little GoFundMes here and there for it.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, I get Pharrell met well. He was
of course
not.
He did.
Was not. He didn't realize how tone deaf he was. But this is what happens to celebrities: they're out of touch. They're living in their mansions in L.A., saying, "Take it easy, quarantine. We're living in our, you know, small little residences." Going, screw you, brah.
As you're in the
West Wing of your house, I'm in the kitchen again with the same people. Okay?
Hey, Dwayne Johnson, I'm working out in my basement with two kettlebells and a rubber band while you're in your iron palace.
And a kid climbing on me while I'm trying to do it, okay?
See?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
In this quarantine time, what's been your favorite or least favorite social media challenge that you've seen?
Are you talking about the ones where you have to physically do something, or like the copy-paste ones?
No, the ones where you physically have to do something.
Probably the easy one, like the push-up challenge, like the 10 push-up challenge.
C10, send 10. No, that's the one
you like. That one?
That's the one that I liked.
Oh, he liked it, I was going to say.
I liked it because it was simple, it was easy, and it was like, oh, cool, people can do 10 push-ups.
Easy to us.
People
were getting that and rolling their eyes like, I can't do 10 push-ups. You forget when you work out all the time that doing 10 push-ups is not an everyday thing for people.
I've seen the see a dog, send a dog, which I liked too. That was easy.
Or see a shot, send a shot.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one too.
Well,
yes.
Do you have a favorite?
Did you see what I did on TikTok?
No, what did you do?
I didn't. If you go to the Kiss TikTok, Riggs saw it. If you go to the Kiss TikTok, I did a dance challenge, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah.
I did my favorite dance challenge on TikTok, and I did it, and you can see it on the Kiss TikTok, and I'll just say that and move on.
It's perfect, Allie. It's like it's what you would expect Allie would do for her dance challenge.
Uh-huh.
I was dying
to do a TikTok dance challenge. It was in my wheel, and I got it. So.
She did it, too. Uh-huh. What's your challenge, Gibbons?
Go ahead, Gibbons.
The new challenge that I am imposing here, your clothes that you wear are no longer your pajamas. They are your quarantines. So it's the quarantine challenge where you take a picture of what you're wearing that day, post it on social media using the hashtag quarantine challenge. You get to see what everyone's at home fashion is. I thought about it last night. I was like, this is so dumb. It might actually be funny.
It might.
Yeah, but you know what women will do? I mean, I'll be the first one to vouch and say, I'll then change my clothes right before I do it daily because I've been wearing the same pants for 2 days, okay, people?
That's the point. The point is to be real.
I changed my shirt today, and let me tell you something. If I did that, Gibbons, every day would be the same outfit.
And that's the funny
part of
it.
But women aren't going to do that. We're going to go take a shower and change our pants and act like we didn't wear that day.
And guys are going to do the opposite. We're going to try to wear the same damn thing every day. Just to be ridiculous, because that's what
and
I do.
Trust me, I will go put makeup on.
See, this all sounds like it's going to be more time you'll spend doing the challenge, which is more time you'll be wasting, which is because all we have right now is just time in our houses. Anything that's going to maybe be a little bit of fun and waste some time is all good in my book. And the quarantine challenge, I think, just came to me and I was like, this might be good.
Quarantine challenge.
The quarantine challenge.
I just don't want to wear jeans.
And that's the point, because you're not wearing jeans.
How about the no pants challenge? That's what I'm in.
Every morning I look in my closet and I look at pants that I used to wear. And I'm like, not today, dude. Not today. Not going to happen.
Yeah, I wonder how the jean industry is doing. Let's be real.
You can text us 71037. Could you get behind the quarantine challenge? Gibbons has issued it to you. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Right now it's time for Hell to the No.
Shall I start?
You've been wanting to start this since 6 this morning.
Oh,
so please.
Dude, I've been so ready to tell you guys this. Are you ready for what I realized yesterday I've been doing online that also Riggs has done as well? I've discovered in an email.
What?
I actually am very proud of my spelling skills, everyone, and my grammar skills. Gibbons, you already know what word we've been spelling wrong for like 2 weeks. Do you know or not?
I think I know.
We have all been spelling a word. Well, not all. 90% of us. I was mortified when I realized I was spelling this word wrong. Riggs has been emailing us spelling the word wrong. Gibbons, what's the word?
Quarantine.
Yes!
Which one?
Hell nah. To the nah, nah.
You know what, though? Hold on. I am
so mad about this. It has an A instead of an E in the middle. And you have to write it down or type it to understand. Quarantine, we have been spelling wrong. I have posted on social media.
Bro.
I have had to go in and edit my post because I've been spelling quarantine wrong. I don't know if anyone's noticed. I'm embarrassed.
You get a free pass, and I'll tell you why. I have seen.
Oh, I was mortified.
I've seen this misspelling multiple times, and it happens a lot when people are using the hashtag quarantine something. And when you're using a hashtag, you just put hashtag QU, and then that'll pop up.
And
quarantine.
Whatever comes up.
And you think it's right.
Yes.
You believe the hype, and then you're just wrong. Hell no.
So people are starting misspelled hashtags.
Gibbons is exactly right. I put a hashtag up.
Yep.
I didn't check the spelling. And then later, I saw the word quarantine spelled correctly, and I went, wait, are there two A's and no E in the middle? There's two A's. Oh, no. And I thought, no. And I Googled the definition. It came up the correct spelling, not the way I've been spelling it. I saw Riggs' email, which spelled quarantine wrong. I thought, are we all spelling quarantine wrong? And the irony, we finally learned how to spell a word correctly thanks to this. The one positive at the end of the day.
Wait. Silver lining.
Wait.
I can't believe it. Riggs, what I love is Riggs looks like he's in shock right now. He cannot believe he spelled it wrong. Look, he still doesn't want to accept it.
Yeah, at it. No, I'm accepting it. I'm just looking at it. I've been looking at the word all along.
Okay.
Wondering if what the hell is up with the word.
Can you believe that, Riggs?
No,
sorry,
I can't.
Gibbons, go.
The ultimate hell to the nom moment. Allie, who is a mom, a single mom who's teaching her kids, and I'm sure countless other parents who are now teaching their kids homeschooling but can't spell quarantine correctly during quarantine. That's a hell to the nom.
It's hysterical. Now you know why I've been waiting all morning to tell you my hell to the gnaw. It's been driving me crazy.
So worth it.
Let me ask you, what happens when you're changing the word quarantine and you're talking like quarantines, like you were saying earlier, Gibbons, or like quarantine?
Well, I have to spell it out. Hold on. Let me write it down.
Or like I said quarant topics on the radio.
See, Riggs, I'm starting to find a way to say you aren't spelling it wrong, but we are.
I know, but can I spell it incorrectly if I'm modifying the word?
No.
No.
Quarantine would have two A's again. I had to write it out to think about it.
Quarantine.
As long as you're writing quarantine.
Yep.
Those are two A's. As long, even if you're writing quarantine, quarantine, quarant, whatever, quarant joint.
Yes.
I don't give a damn. Whatever, quarant joint. Okay, listen. Yeah. Whatever you're spelling. If you're spelling quarant, there's two A's in that, dude.
I gotta reevaluate my whole life now. I'll be right back.
How do you think I feel? Have you been spelling quarantine wrong?
Oh God!
Who gave us a job? Quite frankly,
you can text to 71037. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So celebs are as bored as we are at home, you know, trying to find things to do. Granted, they live in mansions and we live in, well, dumpster fires, but hey, when you compare the two. But it's funny, some of the stuff they've been posting. You know, Ellen was calling celebrities and doing puzzles. You had Justin Timberlake posting that himself in the middle of a literal snowfield with mountains, kind of like, this is where we are, I'm alone, social distancing, implying him and his family were kind of hiding out and wherever they are. Probably Jackson Hole, Wyoming, or some rich, nice place we'll never go to. Riggs will go, not us.
Hey, I'll go there. Maybe we will one day.
Yeah.
I'll let you know how Jackson Hole is.
I've heard Jackson Hole is amazing, actually.
Maybe
but
I'll
anyway,
go.
So they're all posting these things, and Missy Elliott, you know, she put up a meme that said, before you go out in public, ask yourself, is it worth it? Can I work it? Can I put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it?
Oh, God. I saw someone else post that. Oh. Missy Elliott herself actually posted that and approved that meme. Good.
That is too much.
She did.
Good for
you.
So
I loved that. You know, Billie Eilish is saying, I miss everything. Hope everyone's hanging in there, with a picture of her throwing water on a crowd at a concert. Britney's doing fashion shows, if you care about Britney Spears.
Oh, hell yeah.
Doing their things.
Did you see what Justin Bieber's doing on his Instagram?
Okay, I see are TikToks of him and Haley. That's it. What is he doing?
That too. But on Instagram, I noticed yesterday he would just go live and randomly would pick somebody to join the video with him. So he'd pick some fan and he'd pull it up, and it was like some dude in Africa, and he was like, what's up? And people are like,
okay,
oh my God,
thoughts.
I can't believe I'm talking to you right now.
Whoa.
I can tell you about Bieber's Instagram. I got this, okay? First of all, the TikToks, they post on Instagram nonstop, him and Haley. So that's what I kept seeing. They kept doing them and putting them on. And then, do you remember 2 weeks ago when he went live and I was so confused who the hell he was talking to, because he kept bringing people in from across the country?
Yeah, that's it. Just random fans.
Was the day that San Francisco shut everything down, like 2 days before we got shut down.
Oh. Yeah.
So I actually find it annoying, though, because I constantly get notifications going live with so-and-so, and I'm like, okay, Bieber, okay.
It's confusing for people watching, too, because it's a person.
It's just annoying.
They're just in shock that they're talking to Justin Bieber. They're like, oh, my God, what's... Hi, how are you? What do I say? What do I say? What do I do? What do I do with my hands? I don't know what to do with my hands. It's weird.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
I'm sure you've all laughed about it. You probably shared a meme about it. But now we're all going to have to deal with this sooner or later. Probably within the next couple of weeks. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Obviously with so many people working from home now.
Yeah.
Sharing internet memes about things like, well, we're finally going to find out what everyone's real hair color is soon.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
Which you laugh about it, but what the hell are we going to do when we need haircuts? And like somebody like my wife, and I'm sure you, Allie, who have like hair coloring that need to have touch-ups or coloring, anything like that done?
I have colored my hair blonde, and it's gotten blonder and blonder over the past few years, and the second these roots start showing, let me tell you something, people. And my hairstylist sent a huge text out to everyone.
Yes.
And she said, obviously, I'm shut down. I'm sorry. You know, hang in there. I don't know what to tell you right now.
This is,
if you're really freaking out. She said, please don't color your own hair, was in the text to everyone. She was like, please don't. Just call me and I'll help you.
My wife's hairdresser, her name is Savannah. She sent her a message and said, you're going to have to recolor your hair. Are you comfortable with your husband doing it?
Oh, that's funny that she said to do it. My hairstylist is like, don't do God. It, anyone.
She said that she was going to drop off this. My wife's going to Venmo her money. She's going to leave the stuff in our mailbox. We're going to go
Genius.
Pick it up and
Genius.
Then bring it in the house. And I'm going to color my wife's hair.
So wait, does she do like highlighting foils or does she color? Or you don't even. So you
I don't even know.
Foils in?
I don't even know
what she does.
Allie, I don't know.
Is your wife? Go get her.
She's upstairs.
This is the dumbest idea.
She's on another Zoom call right now with her bosses. What?
As someone who has put you, raising control of my hair, let me plead with your wife. Please don't let him mess with your hair. He's gonna screw it up like he screwed mine up, and then you're stuck with him in the house. You guys are gonna fight nonstop.
Okay,
this is not good.
Can I ask a fair question as I process this, though, Riggs?
Yeah.
Why we have to be on, you know, we're doing a Zoom meetup on Friday with listeners. We're drinking on Zoom. We're doing videos on TikTok and Facebook. What does your wife need her hair colored for? Like, I feel like I need it colored just for our own work stuff. But if you don't have to post yourself right now or talk to anyone.
Just for for her own sanity, I think.
Oh, yeah. See, no. Like, sorry. Quarantine says denied. Quarantine says denied.
No, that's her sense of, like, her thing that she does for herself all the time. She was like, that's my self-care. I want to take care of my hair.
Yeah, so I do, too. Welcome to quarantine.
Well, it's going to be quarantine, having your husband color your hair. I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, God.
But you know what? I'll watch a YouTube video. I'll figure it out.
Text in to 71037, please.
What are you doing about your hair situation? 71037. And I gotta maybe I'll let her cut my hair.
Oh, God.
Denied.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
Wondering what we're all gonna do when we need our hair cut. It's such a simple thing.
The horror.
Well, are you just going to go without getting one? What are you going to do? Gibbons, what are you going to do?
My barber makes house calls.
Are you serious? What's Gibbons going to do?
Yes. Shut up, Allie.
I love you, Gibbons.
I know.
But in fairness, you know what? You're balding, for crying out loud, and we love you, but come on. He's like, what are you going to do?
Bitch, I'm going to cut my hair, and I'm going to look great.
We're gonna get you some hair implants, Gibbons. I'm not kidding. I'm working on it.
Yeah, we're working on it, Gibbons. Yeah, what are you gonna do, Allie? Are you just gonna let it go?
Well, I don't know yet because I luckily, by pure accident, got my hair colored right before we all got shut down. It was like a week before things started ramping up, and I didn't know. So I went, I got so lucky. However, I usually have to fix my blonde every, 6 weeks to 2 months. So I don't know. My hairstylist said, don't do it yourself. Just call me and don't panic. So I'm not there yet. But we have to be on social media so much that I hate that I can't color it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. In the background, is Riggs yelling at his wife? Oh.
Yes, she finally came down here. She's
good.
I'm dying. Like, I have to put makeup on for all these damn Zoom meetings.
Stop it. You do?
For her Zoom meetings. That's why she wants her hair done and everything.
Company-wide, we have it all day.
Ask her this. I don't know if she can hear me, Riggs.
She can.
She can. Okay, good. So then, wait. So you're Zooming, though, with people that know you, Alana, right? Like people you've worked with.
No.
Oh, you don't know any of these people?
She's never seen
these. Some of them are like corporate-wide. We have company-wide bingo, like happy hours where they're playing us new music that's going to come out. And I'm like, the president of the label's on.
Do you ever send in an email later and say, this could have been an email? Why am I having to color my hair for the Zoom meeting?
I'm like, I'm like about to go put some makeup. I have a Zoom with an artist and a radio station.
Hey,
soon.
Do you trust? Oh, do you? By the way, do you
Riggs,
trust?
You
me
should tell people what your wife does because they don't understand.
My wife,
they don't
yeah,
know.
My wife works for a record label, so she basically calls radio stations and gets them to play their music, yes. And she gets you know artists promoted out around the world and around the country. Mm-hmm. Do you trust me to touch up your hair?
No. I'm trying and, to find a way. Like, I'm going to try to do most of it myself. But I was, like, due for a touch-up before this started. So I'm, like, really scraping.
Oh, no.
Right
Alana,
now.
You're better off having Samson do it.
I'm going to do, like, all the visible parts in the front and then, like, just show him where to put it in the back and pray. And figure, like, I don't have to see the back of my head. And I'll
Riggs,
be okay.
If... You don't do a before and after and a time-lapse video, I'm never talking to you again.
Oh my
if you
God.
Don't do a time-lapse video, I'm never talking to you again.
And it'll be her cutting my hair afterwards and completely mutilating it.
Shaving
no, it'll
his
be.
Head.
That's right. She's going to shave your head if you mess it up, dude.
Quarantine
probably so.
Shave.
She's got to live with the bald head.
Oh, God.
I look weird with the bald head. All right, go back to work.
All right, bye.
Leave me alone.
Bye, Alana. Leave me alone, you
bye.
Jerk.
Jeez.
What is everybody else doing with their hair? 710-370 can text.
Are you doing your wife's hair these days?
Hey, maybe I will. Why not?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
Ooh, 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Today is Wednesday. It's April 1st. No pranks today.
No.
The only joke we saw was on Milwaukee posted that a cruise liner ran into the Hone Bridge. Fake news. Very
oh,
fake.
God.
As a joke.
Not the day to do April Fool's jokes. Sorry.
It is. It's April 1st. But keep them super light and ridiculous like that. Don't
well, that
joke
is light.
About. Right.
That's fair.
Don't joke about suicide. Don't joke about mental illness. Don't joke about a pregnancy or a breakup. Don't joke about anything coronavirus related at all. There you go. That's your public service.
Yeah, don't call your friends and say, I have corona. That's not funny.
No.
Not funny at all.
Unless
no.
you do.
Unless you do, yeah. Did you guys learn anything on the show this morning? I learned something from Allie.
Oh?
I learned that many people have been spelling quarantine incorrectly.
Q-U-A-R-A-N-T-I-N-E.
Quarantine.
I have been spelling it with an A and an E, not two A's. Quar-N. Like I spelled it A-R-E-N. And I posted many a things on social media before I realized I was spelling it wrong and I was horrified.
You were spelling quarantine. That's okay.
Yeah.
Apparently everyone else was too, including Riggs and email. So I don't feel so bad anymore.
Right?
It happens.
Gibbons, what'd you learn on the show this morning?
I learned on the show this morning that Riggs, I love you to death, but you are asking for trouble. Your wife is having issues with her hair because she's in quarantine. She's not able to get it colored, and you think you're going to be a hero and step up and color your wife's hair, and it just sounds like a disaster.
Hey, I don't think. I know I'm going to be a hero. I'm going to save the day.
Oh, God, this guy.
I'm going to save the day. I'm going to be husband of the year, you guys. Husband of the year.
I hope you're enjoying
it. My wife doesn't care about her hair ever, so it's not like she really cares about it, so we'll be fine.
I hope you're enjoying that basement, Riggs. You're going to be living in there in about a week once you try to color your wife's hair and screw it up.
It's cozy down here. Allie, what'd you learn on the show this morning?
I learned that we still have non-essential businesses open trying to claim they're essential, like Joanne Fabrics. Yesterday it was Hobby Lobby. Today Joanne's claiming they have educational stuff. You do, online, okay? Shut her down!
Right?
Any kind of hobby store has no business being open right now. I'm sorry. We can get everything online for that kind of stuff.
Hey, I needed some crafts for a thing down here in my basement. Guess what I did? I ordered it online. It's going to come next week.
See?
Boom!
Look at that!
Look at that.
You still give Joanne your business?
Right? As soon as everything goes back to normal, Joanne, settle down, Joanne.
Settle down.
Catch up with our show at 1037kissfm.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Stay home. Stay safe.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.